Hey, chiropractors, welcome to Modern Chiropractic Mastery with your host, Dr. Kevin Christie, where we discuss the latest in marketing, business, and professional growth with some of the leading experts in the industry. Welcome to another episode of Modern Chiropractic Mastery. Today, I have Darcy Sullivan joining us again. Usually, we have her on a few times a year to keep you updated on all things search engine optimization. And it's always changing. There's always good nuances that we got to figure out and talk about. And so we like to have Darcy on at least a few times a year to keep you updated on that. And we have a lot of good new information that you need to stay on top of. And so I brought her on to have some good conversation around that. And as always, she does not disappoint. And so we provide you with a lot of good new information. We touch on a little bit of things that are foundational that you need to keep track of. And then we also just kind of give some ideas on what's down the corner, maybe ahead of us that we got to think about as well. But, you know, I just feel like when you get the search game right, it really gets that flywheel effect going, which we've talked about, and that's that momentum of the turn, a slow turn, a slow turn, a slow turn. Momentum builds, and then that flywheel just turns by itself, and it churns out 10, 12, 15, 20 new Google organic and or paid combo patients for your practice when you do this right. And Darcy's one of the top experts in this and knows the chiropractic profession well. So without further ado, here is my interview with Darcy Sullivan. Before we get to today's show, I'm excited to tell you about a great product that will help your patients find quicker relief and help you get better outcomes. Stop Pain Clinical is a great way to provide a safe, effective pain relief alternative to NSAIDs and opioids while you diagnose and treat the underlying cause. It works on contact to provide fast, long-lasting pain relief from sprains, strains, bruises, arthritis, muscle aches, joint and back pain. How does it do that? Stop Pain Clinical has 10% menthol plus MSM and glucosamine, great for joint pain. It is formulated with penetration enhancers and skin conditioners, so it works fast, feels great, and it is sweat resistant. And also, the spray is awesome with kinesiology tape, so your athletes will love it. You can just spray that right on before you put the tape. Phenomenal combination. They also have this great new migraine and headache relief topical. I know I've been using it. My wife's been using it. Place a little bit of the cream right onto that deep occipital as the base of the skull. Really helps give you some relief from that unrelenting headache and migraine. So great for your patients. You can learn more about Stop Pain Clinical at stopa.in/MCM. And you get a free intro pack of Stop Pain Clinical products. Again, that's stopa.in/MCM. Great news too is Stop Pain Clinical topical analgesics are available exclusively through chiropractors and other healthcare professionals, so they have another great reason to visit you and tell their friends. All right, we have Darcy Sullivan back on our show, usually a few times a year, to try to give us some updates on Google search, on search engine optimization. It's kind of become synonymous, like Kleenex and tissue paper, right? So welcome back to the show, Darcy.
Thanks. I'm excited to be here today.
Perfect. So, you know, there's always something going on. You and I are always touching base on whether it's, you know, my website or search or some of our mutual clients or our MCM clients. We're always working together on things. And we felt it was time to have you back on to touch on some things. One of the things I just want to get right out of the gates, which was new to me that you brought up, was about the business hours and when someone is actually searching for, say, their chiropractor. Tell us a little bit about that.
Okay, so that's going to directly relate to your Google business profile listing. So when it comes to SEO, you know, we have the Google Maps, your Google business profile listing search, section on Google, and then we have the organic section. And specifically, what you're referring to is the openness factor. And I think it's kind of hard for sometimes chiropractors to wrap their mind around this. So I give the example of if I have a flat tire and I'm on the side of the road and I search tire repair near me, I want somebody that's open right then and there. So Google has taken that into account when it comes to the rankings, specifically in the Google Business Profile, Google Maps section. So sometimes you have to sit there and say, okay, well, if our competition is open a half an hour later, and that's time when people are searching, or if we're closed in the middle of the day for lunch and we have that noted, does it make more sense to be open but not answering phone calls at that time? You don't want to fake things out and list that you're open 24/7 if you're not, because that will absolutely backfire. But you do want to take into consideration the time in which people are searching for your services and how that aligns with the hours you're open and the hours that your competition's open.
Yeah, you know, that makes a lot of sense. You know, obviously we don't want to lie about our hours. But yeah, if you're there or the phones are being answered, I think that's one thing to consider is that there are, let's just give an example. Chiropractic practice might be open from 9 to 12 and 2 to 6 with a 2 hour lunch in the middle. But you have someone there answering phones during lunch. I guess theoretically you could list those as hours, and then the phone's being answered, you're able to service that. Obviously, being in a, you know, most healthcare practitioners are an appointment-based business, so it's not like they would be expecting you to be able to see that person 5 minutes from now, right? Like if they called.
Right.
Whereas if it was, you know, Dunkin' Donuts, they want to be able to say, yeah, it's 5 a.m. I should be able to go at 5:01 a.m. and get in a coffee, right? So I guess if that would make sense, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And again, we're not trying to trick the system, but it is something that you absolutely do want to consider. And this went into play where people started noticing this around mid-December. So if you're looking at your analytics and you're like, hey, we used to get more traffic to our Google Business Profile listing, or maybe that led to more traffic to your website, and things seem to be on a slight decline, this is a way for us to go through and say, could this be a factor as to why?
Yeah, that makes sense. And I think, you know, I've been evolving my thoughts in general about availability for practices. 'Cause I talk to a lot of chiropractors, and a lot of them are having profit margin issues, revenue issues, volume issues. They need to be busier, they need to do that, but then they don't make it very conducive to their patients. And I've fallen into this, and I've about a month ago, we had our mastermind meeting in our East group, and Brett Winchester was our presenter, and he talked about like he fits a lot of people in that there really isn't time to fit them in, and but he tries to remove as many barriers as possible in a busy practice that he has, and I started finding myself realizing that too. It's like, you know what, if I want to be able to go from X amount of office visits in a week to, you know, X plus whatever, I may have to look at that and not make it so geared, I guess, doctor centered. A lot of chiropractors' hours are pretty doctor centered versus patient centered, and so that's something to think about as well. And this could be one of those things that makes sense for a practice.
Absolutely.
All right, want to kind of move on from that, but I think that's definitely important and something to take into consideration for sure. What are you seeing? There's always kinds of algorithm changes every year. What do we have new that we haven't talked about yet?
Well, Google does hundreds of algorithm changes a year, and some of them are big, some of them are small. And then there's differences between them doing changes to the Google Business Profile, Google Maps listing, and overall their search listings. And when it comes to Google Maps, those are usually smaller and quicker changes. With that, we've seen a number of things, including making somebody makes a suggestion or Google assumes that there's a suggested change for your business. So you can't just set up your Google business profile listing and never visit again. You have to go back and make sure if Google is suggesting an edit that you either accept it or you modify the listing, whether it's an attribute associated with your business, the name of your business, the address. There's a lot of variables there. And also, Google's getting really tight with its algorithm when it comes to the reviews.
What's going on there?
Well, we've seen a lot of reviews that they're really trying to harp and get rid of all the fake reviews, which leads to also non-fake, real reviews being removed. And this can be if somebody doesn't leave a description, maybe they just leave the star rating and they don't mention anything, or if they feel as though that the people that are leaving the reviews are fake or it's an account that isn't in use. There's all kinds of variables there. So really the goal when it comes to your reviews is to try to collect even more of them just to give you that safe space.
Yeah, and I'll say, we all knew this, but Google reviews are so important for a practice. Now that I've been really dived back into patient care for the last year, so many of my patients that have found us on Google, which has been a pretty good amount lately, that's like one of the first things they mentioned, like, oh, you had great reviews, you know? And it's just such a big deal, I think, especially for I mean, for a lot of people, obviously, but chiropractors in particular, I think it's really important because a lot of patients are concerned about seeing chiropractors. And so they are reading the reviews if they find you online.
Yeah, absolutely. We're also seeing specific again to the Google Business Profile, Google Maps section. When you select your category, you should select chiropractor, but if you also offer physical therapy or massage therapy, if you select an additional category, again, keeping chiropractor as your main, but if you select an additional one, that's going to give you more visibility as well. So that isn't for everyone, but it is for some of your listeners.
Yeah, no, it is. And there's other ones, right? So we have a lot of chiropractors on this that they run like a clinic gym hybrid model. So for personal training, I'm assuming, or something of that sort would be one that could be a secondary category. There's some that have acupuncture, so that could be one. There's, definitely massage therapy. And then, yeah, some do have physical therapy. I would not click on the physical therapy thing if you do not have a physical therapist. That, physical therapy doesn't mean you are a chiropractor doing rehab. That is and I think almost, I would say every state, but definitely at least in Florida and most states, we cannot say we do physical therapy unless we actually have a licensed physical therapist. So just want to make sure my audience knew that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Anything else on the Google business profile aspect? This is always something I'm trying to keep up with as well, because it's just this whole living, breathing thing that people have to continually improve and things change. Is there anything else I missed on there?
Yeah, there used to be a feature that some chiropractors took advantage of, some didn't. It was called, it was a website that was made by the Google Business Profile listing. And it wasn't that popular, but it's being turned off in March. So if you did have that, it's going away.
Okay, so I didn't even know about it. So I don't think it was too popular, but yeah, it makes sense. Let's take a short break for one of our great sponsors, TrackStat. It is a new type of software plugin for your EHR that combines patient communication, marketing, automation, and statistics with patient and employee tracking. Built by chiropractors for chiropractors, it shows your team what to focus on each day. See patient visit habits, missing information, unpaid bills, insurance collection visit average, and more. Great visibility of data so you can focus on filling your office with your best patients. When you can see what your staff and patients are doing or not doing and take action accordingly, your profits naturally grow. Take TrackStat for a test drive in your office with our free trial. Not a techie? No problem. We can help. To get started on your free trial, visit TrackStat.org and watch the demo. That is TrackStat.org. And then where are we at on mobile these days?
I mean, mobile is obviously continuing to grow. So for your actual website, we highly recommend that you make sure that your phone number is clickable. Yep. We call it click to call. We've all been there, right? Where we're looking for a phone number and we can actually just click on the phone number to call somebody. We want to make sure that we're operating with ease for everybody using mobile, which means your website absolutely has to be mobile friendly or responsive to make sure that people, when they get to your website, it's going to load quickly because the attention span of everybody is shrinking and shrinking.
That's for sure. And then moving on from that part was kind of similar, and it's just a question I have. I have two universities near my practice, and I've had a few college kids come in as new patients, and they had had mentioned they found me on Apple Maps, and that's how I find a lot of things when I'm in different cities. What's the story with Apple Maps? Is that basically Google search? Like, where are we at on that? What's the thoughts on Apple Maps?
So basically, anybody who has a phone is going to be using Apple Maps, or most of them that have an iPhone will at some point use it. So what I say to do is go through and optimize your Google Business Profile listing, and then do a good old copy and paste of all of the key information to other sources, which would be Yelp, which would be your Bing Business listing, and which would be your Apple Business, your ABC Apple Business Connect card, which is your Apple Maps listing. And then something to note there is, even though a lot of chiropractors do not like Yelp for obvious reasons, Yelp reviews are going to be pulled in to those other locations, like the Apple Maps, like your Bing listing. So even though we don't love it, it's important to still make sure that your listings on all of those are optimized and that you do have some good reviews throughout.
Yeah, I've always recommended that they build out their Yelp, not necessarily buy ads or anything like that, but to your point, it does have search engine ramifications if you don't.
Yeah. It's, I know it can be a little annoying to have to keep up with all of these things, but it's important. It's important to meet people the way that they're searching.
Yeah. You know, and it makes a difference. You know, if I get four or five Apple Map or Yelp referrals, like that's real money in a particular year or month or whatever. So you want to try to have that total web presence, and this will help do that. Can we move on from, say, the Google search part or the mobile aspect and go onto the website, or is there anything else that I'm missing that's new in the world of search?
We can move on to chatting about websites for sure.
Yeah. And the one thing I wanted to talk about was the keywords. You had mentioned before we recorded something about zero volume keywords versus long tail keywords.
So keywords are the keywords and phrases, obviously, that somebody types in to search to find your business. And I think a lot of chiropractors stop with just their name, a city, and chiropractor, thinking that's all they should focus on. But when you extend, which we call a long tail, when you extend a keyword, like take it from chiropractor St. Louis to sports chiropractor St. Louis, you're still including that chiropractor in name of city, but you're also expanding it, which makes it more giving you the edge. And then zero volume keywords are really like more niched down keywords that there's less search volume of, less people are searching for them, but usually they're like the bottom of the funnel, people that are like ready to make a decision, looking for something very specific that your clinic offers. And so by doing some keyword research and using these keywords on your website, it's going to help you rank for a larger number of keywords and also help people find you and it be the right people. So, we've seen some crazy chiropractor websites where they're got like city pages that specifically are built out to address that city and not even highlight chiropractic care. It'll just be like a page about St. Louis. And you're like, well, you're getting some traffic from this, but it's not really the right keyword phrase. And these people are leaving as soon as they get there because they weren't expecting a chiropractor's website. It's a little confusing.
Yeah, that's where you're going to measure your or monitor your bounce rate and things like that. But if I had you correct, if you did say Sports Chiropractor St. Louis and they typed in Chiropractor St. Louis, you would still potentially catch that, right?
Right. But
Gotcha.
what we're doing is it's really like it's niching you down. So same for like prenatal, right? That's a targeted audience. Are you still going to rank for chiropractor? If you're focusing on prenatal chiropractor, yes, but the person searching for you once they see that niched down offering, if that's what they're looking for, they'd be more likely to book an appointment with you than a general chiropractor.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, that makes sense. That makes sense. So yeah, the keyword thing obviously still important. Let's take a short break from our episode and let me tell you about this awesome company I personally use in my clinic, and that is ChiroUp. ChiroUp isn't your average online platform. It's the brainchild of chiropractors Drs. Tim Bertelsmann and Brandon Steele, and it has grown to a community over 3,000 of the best chiropractors in the world. I've actually worked with these guys before, and let me tell you, they're the real deal. ChiroUp is a goldmine of protocols from over 120 conditions we deal with every day, all neatly packed into one online hub. Why does this matter? Because not only are you able to diagnose smarter and faster, but you can also get this information into the hands of your patients in just four clicks. And they're 100% backed by evidence. How cool is that? But here's what really got me hooked. ChiroUp is all about stepping up the game in chiropractic care. I'm all for that, and I know you are too, because you're listening to this podcast. Seriously, if you haven't checked them out yet, drop everything and head to chiroup.com/Christy. That's chiroup/CHRISTIE.com. You'll be able to set up a free 14-day account with no payment information needed. Once you see what's in there and fall in love with it, use the code CHRISTY15 to save some cash. Start now and you'll thank me later. Trust me on this one. This code is valid for new subscribers only. Tell us about some of the other stuff on the website as far as written copy, like the length of it,
Absolutely.
the
Yeah.
organization.
So I think one of the biggest things that you have to remember is when somebody lands on your website, that as soon as they get there, they need to know that you're a chiropractor and that you offer services in a specific area location-wise. So when you arrive at a website, it can say something like helping you live pain-free, but that means that you then have to scroll to see that you're a chiropractor in a specific city. So we really want to make sure that we take advantage of that like hero section, the section that's under the main menu on our homepage, and really identify who you are and the areas that you serve. Because somebody's going to leave if they get to your website and they're like, oh, well, they're going to help me live pain-free, but I'm looking for a chiropractor. So we just kind of want to highlight that. Another thing with that hero section is keep in mind your audience. Like I talk to a lot of chiropractors that are dealing with people who are coming to see them and they might have headaches or migraines. And if you've got like a crazy video or crazy color going on, when somebody lands on your website, they're going to feel overwhelmed and they're not going to feel good. And our whole, your whole goal is to get somebody to feel better, and that starts with the experience that they have on your website.
Yeah, no doubt about it. You want that to compel them, and if the website's got to feel kind of welcoming, just like your office does.
Yes, absolutely. And I know that a lot of people are using video these days, which is amazing, but we do want to make sure that we use video the right way where we understand the fact that somebody might not push play. So if it's a blog post, you need to provide context and content that surrounds the video and not just have a video.
No, that makes sense for sure. I want to go back a little bit. And sometimes I use the podcast to kind of work through some of my own thoughts that I don't have a lot of clarity on yet. But we talked about, people might be in pain to get to your website, but they need to know what you do if they're seeking a certain person. And that's where I get a little I try to figure out because we have a large audience of our chiropractors that are, they promote a lot about restoring movement. And or they are very rehab based, which is all great things. And then there's a lot that will shy away from using the word chiropractor or chiropractic a lot. And you'll go to their website and you may not see that too much. You might have to scroll quite a bit to realize that the person is a chiropractor. And I don't have a thought on that other than I just wonder what that would do for someone's process, like when they're searching for someone, they're typically, as much as function-based chiropractors as we are, we may not want to think that pain is the big reason why people are coming to see us. We would love for them to want to find us for function and movement, but the vast majority of them are having some kind of pain or sports injury or injury in general, let's call it. And so they're searching, and a lot of them are searching for a chiropractor or a sports chiropractor or chiropractic. And if you don't have anything on there could be quite a few people that you're missing out on. On the other end of that spectrum, there's a lot of the chiropractors that are okay with that and don't want to be lumped into all the other chiropractors because this particular ilk of chiropractor does something differently. I just wonder what the ramifications are from a search engine optimization, from a website compelling someone to take action, bounce rate, things of that nature. I don't know if you have any thoughts on it. That's just kind of me working through my own thoughts on it.
I do. So when we work with chiropractors, if we're going to do a website design or an SEO project, what we do is we say, okay, we get that every chiropractor is unique and that the way that you address and heal pain is going to be different than the way that another chiropractor would. And you have your wording on what you're going to do. We want to incorporate that wording, but we also want to, on your website, incorporate the words that the searcher's using. So, what is it that they're saying that they need when they contact you? Are they looking for a chiropractor and then they realize, wow, you offer so much more than that? Are they looking for something specific that needs to be addressed? Because there's a way to create content that both matches what somebody is searching for and your branding positioning so that it's congruent, and again you're attracting the right audience. And even if that means that when somebody comes to your website, they disqualify themselves before they contact you because you go into detail about what your service is like compared to chiropractic care. So there's definitely ways to do that.
And when I went, this was 15 years ago, when I named my practice HealthFit Chiropractic and Sports Recovery. Early on, it was chiropractic and sports medicine. I had a big, big battle with myself, and I wanted to name it both HealthFit Performance. Then I wanted to name it HealthFit Sports Medicine. That was a little bit too orthopedic. And I realized, like, if I didn't put, this is just my thoughts on it, if I didn't put chiropractic in it, they may lump me into orthopedics and sports medicine. And the reality of it was a lot of two things. One was a lot of people are searching for chiropractors, and I didn't want to miss them. I didn't want them to not come across what we do because we do chiropractic. And then two is I didn't like there's a lot of people that are searching for what we do. They're looking for a conservative, holistic way of getting better. And so a lot of them will search chiropractic, and a lot of those patients will be in line with what you want to do, if it's movement based or function based and things of that nature, rehab, and those are great patient population. They're just searching out chiropractic because they know it's a little more conservative, and they don't necessarily want the other avenues, and they don't know what else to search, right? Like people in the general lay public never are gonna, I mean, super rare, unless they've been to already a movement or function-based chiropractor, they're not going to type in movement doctor Boca Raton or mobility specialist or function special. Like there's not really words for that. They're going to probably type in something like chiropractic or physical therapy or, you know, but and so that was my thought process, and the naming of it was I didn't want to exclude the people that were looking for chiropractors. And I didn't want to miss out on all those people that are looking for more conservative, holistic measures, but there's nothing for them to search, essentially, right?
It depends on their level of education about what they're looking for.
Yeah, you
So
might get
it's gonna
some. Yeah,
really be limited.
you'll get some, but obviously with search engines, like you need a lot of people finding you, and you hope some of them are gonna call and then come in, right? Yeah, so that was just,
Absolutely.
I know that was a little tangent, but it's something I'm working through in my own thoughts and in with other chiropractors we work with. Like, how do we stay true to who they are as a provider? I think usually the key is that, yeah, like most of them are going to come in for pain, and your messaging is going to be around that and also function and movement. But then when they do get in your practice, that's your opportunity to really show them what you do that's different and why you're unique, and then obviously taking them from pain to function is things you'll do once they get in, but pain is going to drive them to your practice.
Absolutely. And I think that also there can be times when a chiropractor knows that they want to have a long-standing relationship with their patient, but the patient doesn't necessarily want to see text on a website that makes them feel like they're going to be obligated to work, through the three stages and be a lifetime person who's going to come to your clinic. They just want to know, I'm in pain. You're going to make me feel better fast.
Yep. And then once you get them in and you build rapport and you talk to them and they realize, like, oh, this is great. I want to make this part of my health and lifestyle, then that's when you have the ability to do that. So awesome. Okay. And then, this is something that I've thought about a lot because I Google search all the time, and those passages are really useful. And I tend to fall into reading that first. Are you seeing many chiropractors fall into that passage aspect when people are searching, or is it still a little bit of a struggle?
So, a passage is when Google kind of pulls out a section of your website and highlights it in search. And I feel like chiropractors who have their websites optimized are seeing more traffic from this type of search because they've got segments. Like somebody might search for the answer, search it for a question that you have. Let's say in a really long blog post, and you have a segment that asks the question and then answers it. And so Google can pull that out, and it's called a passage. And it's a way that Google is displaying searches and has been for a little while, dependent on what somebody's searching. And this might change this year, but it's just another reason why when you go to put together content on your website, that even though we want it scannable and easy for somebody to kind of look at a page and jump to the see section because it's got a bold header that they're attracted to, that we actually have rich content on the site and not just a couple bullet points or a sentence or two on a page and consider it a page. And again, that comes to like one of those best SEO practices. Like optimizing the content that you put on and actually putting on content that aligns with what people are searching for.
Yep, makes sense. Makes sense. I got one more for you.
Okay.
Google Analytics 4. What is that?
Yes. So, Google Analytics did an update. This People have been avoiding it. It happened, so you have to get on board with it. But sometimes it can kind of feel like drinking water from a fire hose, and it's a little apples to oranges compared to what people were used to seeing if they even understood how to break down their analytics. We put together a download that goes into more detail about that. We'll give you the link that you can include in this episode. But it's a little bit too much to go into detail, but overall, it's one of those things that we've got a lot of resources on our website that kind of help you break down, okay, well, in Universal, I was seeing this, but this is what it means in Google Analytics 4, just to help simplify things for people, because that was a big change.
Okay, yeah, definitely. We'll put the couple resources you have there in the show notes, of course, and we'll post it in our Facebook group. Is there anything I didn't ask you or that we should look out for?
Well, I mean, I think everybody has been now talking about AI, and it's kind of hard not to include that in the conversation. And what I really have to say to that is you can't just lean completely on an AI tool. If you are going to use one, it's not going to really replace a person. You have to make sure that you give it specific directive, and that you've trained it so it's got your voice, your tone, and that you're using it as a resource, not like an added resource, not just the only resource.
Perfect. Yeah, I look at it this way. It's you've got a big lump of clay and you got to carve it out into a statue. And that's kind of what the AI is. It gives you a lot of good information, then you got to just carve it out from there.
Right. And you don't want to just use what it provides you, because it's basically taken other information that other people have used, again, unless you give it really specific directive.
Perfect. Makes sense to me. Well, thank you so much. I love having these updates. It's something that, I just, we've talked about it all the time, but chiropractors that really do well with search engine optimization get that flywheel going and they have a very reproducible amount of organic leads or patients that come in the door. And when your website really matches up with that, it's a thing of beauty to watch, and it's one of the cheapest forms of marketing you can do consistently. So thank you again for your expertise and time today.
Thanks for having me.
Hope you enjoyed this week's episode. And if you want to make the shift from busy, broke, and broken to time free and cash confident, or you just want to continue with the exponential growth, check us out at modernchiropracticmarketing.com. Look at the MCM Mastery tab, watch the short video on there, and check out what we are doing now for evidence-informed chiropractors. We are equal parts coaching and marketing done for you. Yes, you shoot some videos, we help you with campaign strategies and ideas and really become a thought leader in your community. You shoot those videos, you send them to us, we produce, edit, and brand them to you. Then we distribute them through all of your channels. We also take them and we turn it into one good blog per month. And every other month, we have Darcy Sullivan producing a robust blog with a topic that you pick from her database to help with your SEO. So we essentially become your content marketing agency to make sure your practice is always having ethical, elegant content marketing to help grow your practice. On the coaching side, we also help you with everything from marketing ideas to business, communications, finances, anything practice growth. And really try to help prevent you from being stuck on that island. And we hold you accountable. We have a great group of doctors that are just doing amazing things. And we look forward to help you out to take that next step in your practice. So again, check us out at modernchiropracticmarketing.com and learn more.